Her bowl was empty, though she could scarce remember tasting the porridge. She laid it aside. "It is time we were away." The sooner she spoke to Renly, the sooner she could turn for home. She was the first one mounted, and she set the pace for the column. Hal Mullen rode beside her, bearing the banner of House Stark, the grey direwolf, on an ice-white field. They were still a half-day's ride from Renly's camp when they were taken. Robin Flint had ranged ahead to scout, and he came galloping back with the word of a far eyes watching from the roof of a distant windmill. By the time Catelyn's party reached the mill, the man was long gone. They pressed on, covering not quite a mile, before Renly's outriders came swooping down on them. 20 men, mailed and mounted, led by a grizzled grey beard of a knight, with blue jays on his surcoat. When he saw her banners, he trotted up to her alone.
"My lady," he called, "I am Sir Caolan of Greenpools, as it please you. These are dangerous lands you cross."
"Our business is urgent," she answered him. "I come as envoy for my son Rob Stark, the king in the north, to treat with Renly Baratheon, the king in the south."